Good morning.
Good morning. Is Dr. Keith Cantor there?
This is he.
Hi, this is Susan Yawkey with the Voice of America. I appreciate you agreeing to speak with us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me on the show again.
One moment, please. Okay. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, that's fine. For the record, my machine is recording. If you want to tell us your name and your title and who you work for.
My name is Keith Cantor. Title, if they just call me doctor, I guess, and I work for namedprogram.com.
Great.
namedprogram.com.
Great. Okay, here we go. Alcoholism and drug abuse, could these be linked to the foods that sufferers consume? Dr. Keith Cantor, a nutritionist, believes they are, and he joins us on the line from the southern U.S. city of Atlanta, Georgia, a great town. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you again for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, we're glad to have you. So, first of all, how are addiction and nutrition linked?
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. I was asked many months ago by a friend of mine who's opening up several clinics called five-star rehabilitation centers, and it's in the luxury category, if I would join his board of directors. So I said yes, and then he asked if I would help with the menus. And, of course, I said yes. And when I started researching it, deeply researching it for hours upon hours, probably 300-400 hours when it came down to it, I noticed the link, and I think most of the addiction centers and rehabilitation centers are doing a great job, but they're missing the link, and here's what it is. To be addicted to a substance, you know, drugs, alcohol, is all related to our opiate receptors, which are clusters of proteins that are in our brain, our spinal cord, and our gastrointestinal tract. And research shows that people that are addicted to these substances have stimulated opiate receptors. When the opiate receptors are stimulated, they release chemicals that give the body urges. If you're addicted to a substance, the urge that they give you is to have more of that substance. So I started studying that more and more, and I found that a lot of, several different foods have the same effect on the opiate receptors. Sugar being a big one, gluten being another big one, certain milk byproducts, caffeine, nicotine, some dyes and preservatives. And what they do is they stimulate the opiate receptors. The opiate receptors releases the different chemicals that give the body the urges. Our body can't really distinguish what the urges are for, so it's whatever you're addicted to is what we believe that the urge is for.
So should patients take more sugar, more nicotine, or should they stay away from those things?
They have to stay away from those things. So what the NAME program did is we developed menus for five meals a day, three meals and two snacks for 365 days a year for the clinics and rehabilitation centers, because it really only works in a controlled environment, because they still need things like counseling, which is very important, what started them to want it to begin with.
Well, I was going to ask you, I had read that you were, well, you were credited with creating some good healthy menus. Can you share a few of your secrets with us in the kitchen?
Yes, but the secrets aren't as secret as you'd think. And as a matter of fact, if you go to nameprogram.com, I have a week's worth of menus there. And if you go to dr for doctor, keithcantor.com, you could find lots of healthy menus, but they may not be related to what's needed for the addiction, but just regular healthy menus. So I started developing menus, you know, with my staff that under no circumstances would stimulate the opiate receptors, and in a controlled environment that helps. But through further research, I found that most people that are addicted have inflammation. And by that, I don't mean like a sprained ankle. I mean internal inflammation, which is caused by acidosis, which means they have a low pH in the gastrointestinal tract. And what that does is it causes the inflammation, which causes things or aggravates things like arthritis, fibromyalgia, problems with the heart, even problems with the brain because it's causing inflammation. But one of the main things it does is it throws the insulin mechanism, which helps control our sugar, totally out of whack, and it can't process the sugar properly. So it gives us more cravings for sugar, which then stimulates the opiate receptors, which gives us cravings for the drugs. So how to make the menus not only so they didn't stimulate the opiate receptors, but also a higher pH, and I do that also with water, to get rid of the inflammation or at least drastically reduce it so the insulin mechanism worked and we won't be constantly going through that vicious cycle of stimulating the opiate receptors. And if they're in a controlled environment and they're getting counseling and they're getting exercise and they're getting some relaxation and all the other parts of that the addiction centers and rehabilitations do, it gives them less urges and it increases the successful withdrawal rate from the drug. And then I allow the patients, through the clinics, they have a code so they could get the menus. I allow them to give it to the patients when they leave, so those that are willing to could follow up and keep using the different menus so they don't stimulate the opiate receptors and therefore have a lower relapse rate. Because right now in the United States, unfortunately, our success rate is between 13 and 15%, and some people think that's a high estimate. I talked to a probation officer in Indianapolis last week, and he told me it was barely 10% in the city of Indianapolis, the successful withdrawal rate.
Well, doctor, thank you very much for speaking with us today. That's very interesting, and it could change people's lives by doing that.
Yes, it could change their lives, and it's just, it's nothing really extra for the addiction clinics. It's just minor changes to the menus and the beverages that they drink. But it'll definitely increase the successful withdrawal rate and lower the relapse rate of the recovering alcoholic. So we're real excited about the program. And so far, it looks like the clinics that are taking on the program seem very happy with it.
Well, thank you very much, doctor, for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Susan. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Have a nice day now.
You too.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.